So basically, again, so our question here is if you push a guy's animal into the sun and you kill the animal, okay? So but the sun is really killing the animal. Okay, you're just holding it. You're, so to speak, using nature, using the sun to kill the animal. So the question is, are you chayav? So by killing, that's the limud which says by ritzicha that you're chayav for that. That's murder. Okay, so that's the discussion, is that killing through the forces of nature, through utilizing that's a part of man's actions, is he uses nature. So that's the fun, is ma'aser ritzicha and you're chayav. Question is, what about by, is the same thing true by Nazak? The same true by Nazak. So there's no limud by Nazak. So if you don't have a limud, then you say it's a grama, because it's indirect, the sun is killing him, you're just causing it. But the question is, but by killing, there's a gzeiras hakasa, which teaches you that is ma'aser ritzicha. And there's murder and you're chayav. The question is, do you carry over? So Ravina says, yeah, kal v'chomer. He says, because if you're killing, you see you're more lenient with the killer. Because you see, if he does it by accident, shogeg, he's potter, he does it on us, he's potter, you know, but when it comes to nezak, you're chayav even if you do a shogeg, even if you do on us. So if, when it comes to killing, which we're more makil on the killer, yet he's chayev from mitzamtem, chayev for pushing the guy in the water. Certainly, then it comes to nezek, you can be chayev for pushing the guy in the water. So the Gemara says, fine, that's a read. Now Naracha says, no, he says, nechanami, but the problem is, there's a limud. Mosi masmaka rotzeachu. Rotzeachu means only by rotzeach do we say this. So it's an exclusion, it's a miyah. And only by Rotzeach, but not by anyone else. Not by Nazar. So that's Pshat. So the question is that we asked, he says, what's Kal v'chomer? Because the idea, the reason why by killing, there's no difference between Ones, Shogeg, Mezirotza, and all that, that's just because by killing, Yechayiv, it's like an Onesh. It's a punishment. So that makes sense, that if you do it by accident, it'll punish you. But by as opposed to the Nezek, it's not a punishment. It's just the idea of justice. You damage this thing, so you did damage. You damage this thing, you have to pay for it. But how does that carry over to here? Where, I mean, you definitely need a Maisa. Mishogeg, I'm sorry. Shogeg, or there's what you do with Shogeg. It's still a Maisa Hezek. Just the thing is, or Maisa Ritzicha, just that you don't get punished by killing. Because it's a punishment. But by Nezek, you did a Maisa Nezek and Yechayev. But the question is this a Maisa Nezek or not? Is this a Maisa Nezek or is this a Maisa Ritzicha? So how do you just go Kal v'chomer from Rotzeach to Nezek? Right, what's the sense? Can we define the Kal v'chomer, basically? Right, and then, once we do that, then we have to define the other side. You could have said, I mean, this is, I think, the point David was mentioning yesterday, is that you could have tried to say, is look, if the Torah defines it as a Maisa Ritzicha, so then why, if you see that an action involving the force of nature is defined as an action, so same exact thing here. But then you don't need a Kal v'chomer. I mean, if you're just saying is like it's not particular, it's just a universal thing, is that actions are defined, so then you don't need a Kal v'chomer. Then you need a Kal v'chomer. So the question is, what's the, apparently there's using Kal v'chomer here. Yeah, okay, so I'm thinking like this, I'm not thinking nothing too fancy here, but that you have a question of by Ritzicha. The question was, is Maisa Ritzicha defined purely like mechanically, like an action, a physical action of killing AI? Or do you say the Torah extends the definition of Maisa Ritzicha to include like using the forces of nature, using a natural force to kill him? Okay, because machshava, so therefore it extends it to mitzamtzim. Mitzamtzim is like a maisa, which is defined as maisa ritzicha through your machshava using the forces of nature. Now that same question you could cast when it comes to nezek. Is a maisa nezek defined purely mechanically, or is it defined based to include the machshava using the force of nature? Right, same question. You could ask the same question here. You could ask the same question there. Now the answers don't necessarily have to be the same. They could be different. Fine, but they may be the same. They may be different. Fine. Now the same thing is like this: is that when it comes to, let's say, death, killing, murder, so the Torah is not mechayev you for shogeg and for onas. Okay, you're not accountable. You're not accountable if you kill a guy by onas, for instance. Okay, you're not accountable. Torah holds you're not accountable, and we don't punish you. Yet, when it comes to Nezek, we do. The Torah holds you accountable. So why is that? So the simple explanation is because See, by Nezek, there's damage. And there's another guy who's losing his, whatever, his object, his animal. And therefore, even though, insofar as what you did, insofar as your action alone, you'll say you didn't really know what you were doing exactly, you weren't fully involved. That's true, that's very nice insofar as you alone, but the schaivus comes not just from what you did, but from the other guy, from the damage that was incurred by the other guy, and there's a compensation, a justice involved here, is that that because you damaged the other guy, so that he should be recompensated. So the Torah did is that it said that even it's so to speak more machmir on the guy on the mazik, and said even if in the framework of your own accountability you really were you were on us, the Torah is mechayev you because there's another factor. So that indicates that it's the Torah is quicker to be mechayev a guy in damages than in killing, as opposed to in ritzicha. It's not like you're. By killing you, it's not like you're compensating the other guy by Bezin killing you. I mean, that's just a punishment for you. So then if your own accountability says that you're off the hook, you're off the hook. Torah, you're honest. So they're not going to kill you. Bezin's not going to kill you. But again, the Torah, so it just indicates that the Torah, it's chomer. The Torah is chomer on the mazik. Okay? It's machmir on the mazik because the sense behind it is because there's another factor. But the factor of the one who was damaged, the nizak. But it shows you that the Torah is more stringent in his chayvos of a nezek than his chayvos of a ritzicha. Okay? So it's saying similarly, so if that's the case, then when by ritzicha, where you see where the Torah is not, is so to speak, willing to let it slide, willing to let a guy get off, if there's no harm done to anybody else, it's only willing to let it get off, and still the Torah extended the definition of the ma'aser ritzicha, to include mitzamtzeim, to include using force of nature, that when it comes to a nezek, where you see the Torah has an interest that really be mechayev the guy and not letting the guy get off free when the other guy is damaged, so certainly the Torah should define it based upon the ma'isa, to include mitzamtzeim to define ma'isa hazak. It doesn't have to be. I mean, you could say is some unique particular thing by Ritzicha, which makes it different, and who knows. But that's the idea of Kal V'Chomer. The Torah's Nitan L'Dor through Kal V'Chomer. It means you have a right to set up a Kal and a Chomer, and which indicates, so to speak, a trend in the Torah of Chomer, Kal and Chomer, and then to assume if you have a particular which applies to the Kal, it's going to apply to the Chomer as well. Unless you could show me some sort of a contrary indication that the other one's a Kal and a Chomer, some sort of Pircha, or some Limud which shows you no. The Limud tells you this is only, and that's the other guy holds, Rav Chassidim. No, the Limud tells you it's a particular thing by Rotzech, and it can't be carried over, and therefore don't, But without something like that, and since you see the Torah has a greater interest in me, Mechayev the Mazik, therefore it should, if it's Mechayev by Mitzamtzim by Rotzech, certainly it's Mechayev by Mitzamtzim when it comes to Nezek. But the premise is that it's a matter of formulation. The Torah could formulate each of them in either way. How did the Torah do it? So therefore, they're not intrinsically linked, but in Svara there's a sense to linking them. And the Kal and Chomer only works if you're assuming that this particular is influenced by the Kal and the Chomer, by how Kal and how Chomer the institution is. But if it's based on some other particular of the category, then it doesn't work. But the principle of Kal V'Chomer says is that you have a right to assume everything is based on Kal V'Chomer unless you have an indication to the contrary. Now Rav Acha does have an indication to the contrary. He's Dorish Apostolic, which says Mosim Asamake Rotzeachu. Rotzeachu Dechayavlan Mitzamsem, and Ezekiel Lo Mechayavlan Mitzamsem. So the saying is there's a limud which is telling you that it's only by Rotzeach Torah does this. Torah doesn't do it by Mitzamsem. By Nezek. Okay, so we could just say that. He has a limud. But could we give some sort of svara here? So maybe I'm thinking like this. Is that like, I'm going with the limud a little bit. If you look at the Gemara. His limud is Mosima Samaka Rotseyahu. Okay, that's what's extra. It says if the guy does this, has a pasuk to him. Huh? So you have the pasuk on the side. Who has it in the Gemara? It says, Oba Eva, Hikahu, If in hatred he hits him, biyado vayamos, and he kills him, mos yumas hamaka, the one who hit him should be put to death, rotseachu. He's a murderer. Kol adam yamos rotseach v'figo ba. Okay, fine. So he's saying he's like, he's a murderer. So in like, you have it and this I think is kind of based on something we talked about before, but like there's a phenomenon of a murderer. Like let's say even a shofech damim, right? Like there's an idea, it's like even if you kill a guy through any, without a ma'aser ratzicha, you're a murderer, right? The Rambam says, like he's a vonor riga b'diado, it's like he's basically a murderer. Why, you don't need a ma'aser ratzicha to be a murderer. Right, so there's another, for instance, and definitely a guy who shoves another guy's head underwater is a murderer, right? Now the question is it defined as a ma'aser ratzicha or not? But he's a murderer, and the Torah is mos yumach hamaka rotzeachu. The Torah is on a campaign against murderers, right? Now it's true though that you have to have a halachic ma'aser ratzicha. So even if the Torah is against murderers, if a guy is a hitman. He's a mafia boss who hires a hit, there's no ma'aser ratzicha, so he might be a murderer, but bottom line is there's no ma'aser ratzicha. So you need a ma'aser ratzicha to kill murderers. It's when murderers do ma'aser ratzicha that you kill them. But the question is in formulating, in how you formulate a ma'aser ratzicha, if you have two choices, are you going to formulate mitzamtzim to include to be a ma'aser ratzicha or not to be a ma'aser ratzicha? So in terms of the gavra, the rotzeach, definitely is a rotzeach, and he's using the force of nature, and the Torah, and given that you could formulate the ma'isa to include the forces of nature, so the Torah is saying is including mitzamtzim. It's saying the ma'isa ratzicha will include your machshava, and mitzamtzim is defined as a ma'isa ratzicha. But that's, why? Rotzeachu. It's like the Torah is, it's not because the normal conceptual formulation just says why not, but it's an exception. It's a chiddush. The Torah is going out of its way because rotzeachu. The Torah is including mitzamtzim in the definition of ma'aser ratzicha, where it naturally is not the smoothest halachic formulation. Halachically, the smoother way would be defined as ma'aser, just purely the ma'aser, the technical ma'aser. But it's saying is that so the pasuk is it's a riboy. It's showing you is oba eva. We have an extended definition here because most people have rotzeachu. He's a rotzeach, and we got to kill the rotzeach. So the Torah is the riboy is showing you, or it's a miyad, I guess. It's a miyad is showing you that this is that this extension to mitzamtzim is a particular of the Torah's Torah being against the rotzeach, particular of the framework of a rotzeach. But by when it comes to a mazik, where you don't have that, I mean, there's no idea like Torah is going against the gavra of a mazik. It has nothing to do with that. It's just an idea. There's a ma'aser like you have to pay for its damages. So there's no, the Torah didn't do that. What's his name? Ravina learns the halacha of this halacha of mitzamtzim is just like a natural conceptual thing. You have to formulate the ma'aser ratzicha. The Torah is showing you this is the way you formulate it. Not due to anything specific, particular about the thing. It's just a natural saying this is the way you define ma'aser ratzicha. So now Kalva Chomer will say, well, the Torah should do it by Nezek also. But Rav Acha has a riboy. As a miyot, which tells you that the whole inclusion of mitzamtzim is a chiddush because the gavra of the rotzeach, which Torah is trying to go against, and therefore once the Torah tells you that, now you have no right to extend it beyond the rotzeach.
What's that to do with machshava per se?
Well, it doesn't per se have to do with machshava. It has to do with the fact that when you're having two different formulations. The Torah is, because he's a rotzeach, the Torah is after the rotzeach, the Torah is choosing the formulation which is in line with the machshava, because the idea of a rotzeach is a murderer uses machshava. I mean, the idea of the rotzeach includes many things. But, I mean, the idea of the rotzeach could include even things which can be incorporated into the ma'isa. But what are you going to do? You need a ma'aser ratzicha. Besen Noah doesn't kill you without a ma'aser ratzicha. But the ma'aser, the fact that he is the gavra is a rotzeach is like the includes this thing, and therefore we so to speak we want to formulate the ma'aser ratzicha as close to the gavra of the rotzeach as we could, so to speak. You know, yeah. So we're trying to we want the ma'aser ratzicha to be all encompassing because we want to kill all killers. But you need a ma'aser. Besen can't kill without a ma'aser ratzicha. So they would define the way the Torah is positive, totally telling you, because of the rotzeach, you define the ma'aser ratzicha in an extensive manner. Now, when it comes to shoging and mezid, that's a different thing, because there the rotzeach is lacking. You know, I mean, there is, see, here is where you're doing it, amazing, the guy's really rotsayach. But that doesn't mean that when it comes to shogeg and whatever, and onus, there he's lacking as a gavra of rotsayach. He's b'shogeg, he's b'onus. So that's not, that makes sense. I mean, I'm just saying there's a sense to that. That in that framework, of course, and that was the kind of we were thinking originally, that's the framework of onus, did he mean to do it or not? So then it makes sense the Torah's going to let, you know, be more.
The person that Torah's after.
Yeah, it's not the person Torah is after, exactly. So when you're dealing with that, then of course the nezek is going to be more harsh than this. But when it comes to the idea of something where you have the Torah has to go out of its way and extend the definition of the action to include so like a non-halachic machshava, so the Torah is doing that because of the chiddush of rotzeach, where the Torah is against rotzeach, but by ma'ayav hezek, there's no rotzeach, there's no mazik. You know, there's this idea of a ma'ayav, and if you did a ma'ayav, you have to pay the damages. This is not a ma'ayav. Yeah, the Rambam I'm referring to is where he talks about if you hire a hitman. This is in Ezekiel, in Rosh Hashanah Perek Beis, Halacha. I don't know. It's either Aleph or Beis. I think in the Kafach it's Beis, but I think in the regular it's Aleph. Okay, but he says if you hire a hitman, or you send your servant, or you tie him up in front of a lion, and the animal kills him. Or suicide. Kol ilu echad meilu shofech damim hu. Your shofech damim. Let's spill the blood. Ve'avon hariga biyado. And you have the sin of, you know, of killing in your hands. Ve'chayv misa l'shamayim. Ve'ed mo'ay misa's bezdan. Okay. And then he quotes. He shows it from the pasuk. He says he quotes the pasuk again. He says the dimchal nafshasecha medrash. So he says, "Beferish all three of them." It says, "Drisha, that God will." And then, "Uvchel." And then the next one says, "Uvchol elu haratzchanim ukayotze b'hem she'enu mechliv mises bezdin." And all these ratzchanim, he's not chayv misa. Ratzah hamelach, melch yisrael hargan, then he could kill him. The king could kill him. So you see, the Rambam calls him a rotzeach. Havon ariga biyado. He's a shofech damim. God will kill him. I mean, he's a rotzeach. There's no in terms of the gavra. I mean, he's a rotzeach. He's a danger to society in the same way. I mean, it's a technicality. You need a meiser tzicha. Bezdin works through a technical meiser. But you see, the king could kill him in terms of justice. The guy's a murderer. But you need a meiser tzicha. But I don't think there's an idea like there's the gavra of the mazek who's out there in society. I mean, it's just a different phenomenon. I mean, there's an idea. As if you do meiser tzicha, there is mechayvim. I mean, it's not. There's no. I don't know if there is no such thing as a gavra of mazik. I don't know. I mean, you have to do this, I guess, to really know whether there is such a thing. But there's no campaign against the gavra of the mazik. It's not the Torah.
Like, punishing.
Yeah, where you see the halachic reality. There's no halachic reality of like the gavra of mazik, you know, who's out there. I mean, the gavra of the rotzeach, and the aris, if he's in the Melech Yisrael, he can kill the guy, and the God kills him. He's chayv misa deshamayim. I mean, he's a shame of a rotzeach. You see, there's a person. But even if there were a shame of a mazik, it's not the same severity. And the Torah is being tola this halacha of mitzamtzim on the shame of rotzeachu. So why rotzeachu? He's a rotzeach, and the Torah is, you know. So since he's a rotzeach, the Torah wants to kill rotzeachim. Now you got to work. It has to be formulated, but the Torah, so to speak, extended its definition of a ma'isa to beyond that which it ordinarily would in order to get the rotzeach. But by a nezek, that's the miyat. That's what it's showing you. That's a miyat. By a nezek, you don't have evidence, so we'll do that.
Like the svar is really that, like, there's no svar to say that the Torah extended its definition beyond the mechanical ma'isa.
Right.
We don't see any evidence in the Torah that it's going after a gavra
right.
Hamazik.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay. Right. You don't see anything like that. So now, you know, if you say that, it's once you know that it's a chiddush here by Rotzayach, then the burden of proof is on you to show me the Torah does that by Hamazik, and you don't see anything like that. But I guess, Ravina, if you don't have this limud, which Ravina doesn't, which for whatever reason, he learns that it's not because of a chiddush by Rotzayach, the Torah. It's just the natural, it's just telling you, that's the way the Torah is defining my Rotzayach. Include machshava, and now it doesn't have to do this exact same thing by an ezek, but since you see mazik as a chomer, so therefore it makes sense to say that it would, and that's it. So you have a kavah chomer. One thing I just wanted to mention is about garmi. What I mentioned is the question is the Ran mentions this whole gemara is all assuming that we don't hold like garmi, which means is that by nezek in general. any cause. You're always, Nezik in general, you're always potter for causative damage. And since you're always potter for causative damage, the only way to be mechayev this guy is to say this isn't causative, this is really a maisa or tzricha, because maisa nezik, because machshava is part of the maisa. But that's assuming you don't learn garmi. You're not doin dina de garmi. You don't judge the din of garmi. But if you're doin dina de garmi, if you judge it, it means that you differentiate within damages between an indirect cause and a direct cause. And when something is a direct cause, whatever that means, then you're chayev. And if that's the case, then the tzamtzim would come under the category of the of direct cause, and it would be a maisa mazik. Even if you don't have the limud from Rotzeach, it's just because the natural categories of Nezak included direct causes, and this is a direct cause. So that's what he says, the Ran says, this whole Gemara is only going according to, or this Machlokas is going according to the side that we don't do Garmi. And if you don't do the Garmi, then the natural categories of Nezak would not be Mechayev you, and the only way you would be Mechayev is through the extension of Nzamtsim from Rotzeach.
Is that how we hold?
We hold you are done in the Garmi. I think so.
Done in the Garmi means we look whether you're the direct cause.
Yes, done in the Garmi means that you that grama, and there's two things, grama and garmi. And when you have a grama, you say, wait, is it grama or is it garmi? And you have to judge between the two and figure out. So like I mentioned yesterday, what's grama, what's garmi? The Ramban has a sefer called Dina the Garmi. So I mentioned when I was in Rabbi Shir a few years back. I don't know, 10 years ago, I don't know, we did a lot of the sigils and did a lot of the Ramban. But if you look in Chiddushei and Ramban, there's like Makos, Sanhedrin, Dina Degarmi, Bava Kama, in the black one that has it on the thing, Dina Degarmi. So, but I remember one Svara, again, it kind of fits into what we're discussing, but one Svara, as he said, is like, it's an idea, I'll just tell you just because, why not? But one thing I remember from the year is that when an animal does damage, Din of the Garmi is by Adam Hamazik. And Mazik and Ezek, you get into different categories of Ezek. One is like Shar or Behema. Okay, so if your animal is a Behema Hamazik, the Maisa Hamazik is a technical mechanical action. Okay, you never say causation. I mean you need a Maisa Ezek, a direct action, mechanical action of Ezek. Because animals don't get involved in causation. And you need Machshava to think about the indirect causes. I mean, the whole thing is, when an animal does an action, the action is defined mechanically. But the question was, and it's in the same frame as we're talking about, is that do you say by Adam HaMazik, does Adam HaMazik, when a person does damage, is it the same thing as Behem HaMazik? Maisa Nezek is defined equally. Behem HaMazik, Adam HaMazik, two different people, but whatever. Animal damage, person damage, the same Maisa. Maisa Nezek is a universal Maisa. Or do you say that Adam HaMazik includes machshava. It includes machshava, and there's a more extended definition of a human action. Like a human action, let's say a turning on a light switch. You'd say, I don't know. I'm not holding a garmi, but like you'd say, I didn't turn on the light. The switch did. I mean, but that's a human action. That is like a mitzvah of turning on the light. You know what I mean? So you see, like when you're talking about, like if an animal did that, you wouldn't say the animal turned on the light. You'd say the animal banged into the switch. It scratched its arm on the switch over there. But since a person knows about electricity, he knows turning on a light switch is moving that button up is turning on a light switch. So it's saying is that in Maisa, in Adam HaMazik, that's the question of the end of the Garmi. Do you say that Adam HaMazik, that in Adam HaMazik, the Maisa HaMazik includes the direct causation? Once if it's indirect, there's a few steps, you still wouldn't say it's a Maisa HaMazik. You know, if you do put something which does something else or whatever, you know, like a very indirect thing, you say, you still are the cause of it, whatever, but that's not a Maisa Ezek. But a certain degree of direct causation in the framework of man, you say he did the action. And there's a question is that if you posit, that was the question, is Dundin Lagarmim, means when it comes to Adam HaMazik, Machshava could extend the definition of what a Maisa HaMazik is. You know what I mean? But if you'd say not, then you say the general framework of Adam HaMazik just goes by the mechanical action. But that doesn't mean that you can't have a chiddush of mitzamtzim, a particular type. That's why I don't just talk machshava. Sometimes you have a specific kind of machshava where you are using a force, you're working with a force of nature in order to do something. That you can, even if you say in general, you define the Maisa and Hezek mechanically, but the Torah, if the Torah is a Chiddush Mitzantzim, is a very specific case, is defined as Maisa Adam, is your action, then you could have it. But Garmi is a universal about how you define Maisa and Hezek in general. So that's a question which is a universal. This is a particular instance of Machshava where you're pushing a guy into force of nature and letting, you know, using the force of nature to kill the guy or to damage him. But again, the sugya of Garmi is how you exactly differentiate between, I mean, that's the whole rest of it, how you exactly differentiate between these causes, this is like a loose idea, but that was the definition as far as whether you are done doing the Garmi or not. And I'm sure a lot of the svaras I've been saying here are based upon, these are very related sugyas, If you hold Garmi, so then this isn't even a question, because Nezek always goes by Machshava and direct causes, and this is as direct as it gets. So then definitely this is, there's nothing to talk about by Nezek. But that's what the Ran says. Look in the Ran, it's in the back, I think. I think, I forgot if it's with the Ran or the Ran. Around the back. Ran, I don't know, I don't have my notes, but I can't remember. But he basically said, I don't know if it's only the honest, maybe Arama also. I mean, it's a known thing. It's clear. If you hold by Garmi, there's nothing to talk about here.
What is Garmi?
Next time we'll do this thing. We'll look further in the Gemara. Is you have this question about kufs. So if you tie him up in hungry, tie him up in the hot, tie him up in the cold. And you look at Rashi and this little tosus here. Little tosus. Kufs so mes barav. And there is you don't see it here, but just know there is a machlokas about the tired case. Okay, you'll rib zera later, but just know there's a machlokas about it. So you could, tired, if you, not tired, hungry. If you tie him up and he's hungry, that case is a machlokas. Tosus is based on further down the Gemara, and the bottom tosus on the page says it's a machlokas. And if you want to, you can look at the bottom tosus on the page also, but it's a machlokas. Ein Zayin Amad Alf, it's all Ein Zayin Amad Alf.